Hello and welcome to Football Portal. My name is Saru. Yash and Baru are here. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Baru, did you see what I did there? I put your name third because you didn't prepare for this podcast.
Oh, I thought you took some creative license and did it like that so that it rhymes nicely. It had a nice ring to it.
No, itna socha nahi. Anyway, I also did that because,
is Yash the monosyllable host, co-host we were looking for all this while?
I don't know. I thought that was you.
Man. All right. It's always hard to add two syllables of Kumar's name into it all this time, man.
All right. Anyway, and one of the other reason why I took Yash's name first is because the first topic of discussion is Manchester United and Ed Woodward. Wait, is there a song called Down Down Manchester United as well?
No, it doesn't have the required syllables.
All right. Yes. So I was like, all these fan forums, they keep talking about one thing in particular.
Yep.
And a lot of them call Ole Gunnar Solskjaer a PE teacher. Is that like the in thing in the Man United fan circles, that he's called a glorified PE teacher?
I thought it was the opponents who called him that, who didn't rate Solskjaer that. But I don't think our own fans would do it.
I saw the United stand, and they told the United fan base is divided, and the fans who are calling him a glorified PE teacher don't know anything about football. So,
well, he has to create some conflict, no? Maybe this is a distraction. Maybe he's pretending that the enemy is within.
All right. But is the enemy within or is it outside? Why did they lose 3-1 to Crystal Palace, man? Is it
because... Oh, man. It's all the problems coming onto the surface. What can we say? It was just a terrible performance. Just disappointed.
This is for the first time in Crystal Palace's history. They won two games. Straight. first two games in the Premier League.
First two games in the Premier League. Well, we were talking about Roy Hodgson and all his experience. I guess it came into handy somewhere.
All right. The first question is, why do you think United were so bad? What is this problem which came to the fore?
Well, I mean, this squad isn't strong enough. The signings haven't been made at the right time. And there are some external problems like the pandemic led to them having no preseason, so I don't think Solskjaer has had enough time also.
Okay, but the squad could be better for higher things, right? Not to beat Crystal Palace. I'm sure that the squad was good enough to beat Crystal Palace.
I mean, I don't know. There are a bunch of players who should not be playing for United, or at least not starting for United, that were playing. And it's criminal that the board hasn't replaced them yet.
Wow. Baru, how happy are you listening to the same arguments United fans now making about their club, which Arsenal fans have been going on for years about their clubs?
Oh, wait. I thought we were listening to last year's podcast again. I didn't realize Yash was giving a fresh view on this.
Dude, there's no fresh view on this. I can't even understand how the fan forums go every day about the same thing.
Yeah, I think the more they practice, it just becomes, I don't know, gospel or something. So now there's something that they can just rely on every time.
Like,
isn't that how we are running this podcast? We just do the same thing every week.
We try to do new things, but the same problems keep coming up. What can we do?
Yeah, oh, man. It's so infuriating watching this guy Woodward sitting in the stands and watching United player.
But it's not like he's not doing anything, right? Yes, I mean, I read the news this morning. And it said that Ed Woodward has put his house up for sale.
He must be relocating, man. I mean, he must be relocating to some location where the fans don't know. Because in January, they attacked his house, lit up fireworks outside. And we're almost at that point. Huh?
And got Bruno. So, I mean, that obviously works.
So, maybe he doesn't want to do any transfers. So, he wants to move.
Imagine they kidnap his family. He will get like Sancho.
Sancho.
Baru, how long is
Ole? Evra looks pissed, right? I mean, Evra came up at like midnight or something to talk to the fans.
Oh, yeah, yes. What happened? What was that? Rio Ferdinand, Evra, Gary Neville, all of them came out to say what?
Class of 92 alumni meet.
Yeah, they were just complaining that what we are being dished out isn't good enough. Even if you know, they don't have to put in a lot of money, but it's just been badly run.
I see. Baru, did you notice a subtle change when Jose was there? It was Jose's fault. Now it's the club's fault.
Yeah. Where do they go from here?
I don't know.
No, but anyway, it's accepted. I mean, Ole was signed not from some big club and he's not a big name manager. So there's only a limited amount of tactical knowledge that he brings to the plate as opposed to some of the big.
I mean, his pedigree is United. I mean, it's not like he's bringing something to the table.
Dude, yes, looks pissed. He looks as pissed as ever.
Yeah, I didn't draft this CV, man. He drafted it on his own.
All right. Yes, how long do you think this man will last in his job?
I don't know. I mean, there were a couple of tricky times that he has navigated. So, I think this season, I'd give him this season.
All right. And do you think you'll get...
What would, if you were on AFTV, what would you say to this club?
Oh, yeah.
What would I say?
If you were troops, what would you
say? No, I'm not that talented.
So what would you say to Ed Woodward?
Get them man here a blood or something.
Ed Woodward, blood clap, man.
who calls it fam? Not man. Is it fam, no?
Fam, fam.
All right. Okay. And Sancho, you think Sancho will ever, they'll ever buy Sancho?
Yeah, I mean, there's no other signing they can, I mean, realistically make, which is going to satisfy the fans.
I thought they're buying some.
Not even Yaya Sanogo. I thought he's free agent.
No, maybe. Isn't he still a youth player?
Not all. Lingered him still playing for the under 21.
He's not in Chelsea, dude, to be called a youth player still.
Hey, what was this headline? Speaking of youth players, that Lingard was upset that he didn't make it to the team list sheet or something.
Oh, yeah. Because
what is his confidence?
No, Lingard supposedly is fitter than most of the United squad. And he had a decent run towards the end of the... Or whatever he thinks was a decent run towards the end of last season. So he thought...
And he started pre-season also well, right? He scored a goal or two, I think.
Dude, I thought they lost all their games 1-0.
There's only one game.
They played Aston Villa, they lost and fans were pissed. It's a very... They even skipped pre-season for the thing. Yeah, so... But he thought he at least did enough to deserve a place in the substitute.
I think there is some conspiracy with regards to these two, Dan James and Lingard. Like, they are being linked to Leeds United and Tottenham. And these are the two clubs which have had documentaries which have come out recently.
Oh.
So it's some some SEO thing going on over there, I feel.
But I feel so bad for this James fellow, man. Poor guy. I mean, you guys have like relegated him to a position of like runner.
No, but he has nothing else to offer. He was bought for cheap. He's anyway supposed to be a squad player. What else does he expect to do? I mean, if he was really good, then he would have scored the goals and been played in, I don't know, a different strategy or a tactic.
That's also there. So, what will he go back to Leeds and do? Bielsa will make him run there also.
Yeah, but I think all that running will pay off, na, unlike here.
Oh, yeah, that also there. All right. Now, let's talk about Chelsea versus Liverpool. The most interesting game of the weekend. Liverpool win 2-0. Chelsea, like, miss out on a penalty. Jorginho misses a penalty, which was very disappointing. Wow. But the main question then, Baru, is Super Frank under immense pressure after spending money? Like, you know, if he hadn't spent money, then people, he could have like told, ha, youth hai, abhi to 21 hua hai, everything.
Yeah, he's but just, the only guy that they spent money on who's on the pitch right now is Kai, right?
And team
even Werner.
Achha, haan, Werner bhi hai. So, yeah, I think only half of the... I didn't mean it like that, like value-wise, but... Anyway, only half of those new signings are playing right now. So everyone, like Akim and everyone.
Yeah, and moreover, he lost to Liverpool. So nobody's going to blame him for losing to the champions. So.
Yeah, I mean,
Liverpool, pressure, even if it's on, it's not showing yet.
In the past four matches. So I think that is what is affecting the fans' mentality right now. It's okay, Sarva. I mean, just deal with it.
Dude, I am already all set for him getting fired.
Why? Come on. We should show some confidence to your legendary player.
I did.
Are you putting pressure on him? Are you sending him tweets and mails?
I liked a tweet which said that a nepotism type level tweet.
But do you have likes and RTs are not endorsements in your Twitter bio?
Oh shit, man, I forgot that. All right. Yes, why does a keeper lose confidence so much? I mean, Kepa was the number two in Spain, and right, genuinely 2 years ago, there was a talk that he should replace David De Gea.
Right.
Like he was that good. What happens that, like, no one's ever, I have not read any article which says that, you know, why has a keeper become so bad?
Well, I mean, keeping is a lonely job. So maybe a couple of mistakes really play on your mind. It's not, you don't have your defensive partner or a guy to pass to you to really give you confidence or give you an off day.
Poor guy. Kepa was trying to pass to someone. Mane intercepted that also.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Were you ever a keeper in your football days?
Oh, always. That was a pretty good one. Towards the end of the match, I'd always be there. That is when Yash would get the chance to play up front, right? When
man.
In the post.
Why? Where was Yash playing otherwise?
Keeper.
In goal.
Saru, like, follow, man. It's not that hard.
No, I thought Yash...
two positions on the pitch. And because I'm in one position, that is why Yash gets to play elsewhere. Where do you think?
No, Yash could be the opposite.
Is this why you're only in the IMB WhatsApp group and never made it to the college?
Dude, I got stuck in traffic.
Oh God, Silkboard strikes again.
Yeah. Well, yes, where are these Chelsea's academy kids? I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, man, where is Tammy? Where is... I mean, Mount played. No, Mount had one good shot in the game.
Mount definitely has some videos of Frank, for sure. Yeah.
He's playing the wrong kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are all these kids? Tammy, then Reece James.
Tomori.
Tomori.
They're stuck in the upside down, Saru. I mean, that's where all these 80s kids are. Right?
At some point, we called even Ross Barkley a youth. And even he's not getting chance anymore. And this is even before... this whole farce of let youth play. Do you think people like... I don't know how it works. You think in the beginning of the season they decide that these are the PR spins we are going to try out to like save your ass or something? I don't know how it works out. Anyway, so our Liverpool...
Is Marty like the blue Lingard?
What is the blue Lingard?
Blue for Chelsea. Have you forgotten the color of your team?
Dude.
Is that how much you look at Kepa? You're so focused on Kepa. Yellow has become your new color.
Yeah, blue Lingard. Barkley scored a goal, man. Like, he scored a goal in June, I think. And Lingard scored in 2017 June. So, there's a difference.
No, dude. Last day of the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. who gifted that goal to him? Leicester.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope Lingard actually went and found that fan would put money on him and, like, I don't know,
paid him some money.
No.
I'm sure it would be some of the Leicester players would have put money on it. Yellow. Chalo, shuru karte.
Michael Paisa.
Are Liverpool the favourites to win the league this year again?
I mean, after watching them play against Chelsea, surely, because Thiago Alcantara really looks like he's not going to need time to adjust to the Premier League. He had some insane passing stats and he looked really...
Yeah, but like, he hasn't gone to Stoke yet. So please reserve his judgment.
Yeah. Like his other Barca teammates, former teammates.
Half of them were at Stoke.
Yeah.
And to expand it, like Champions League winners.
So at one point Stoke had the most. At one point Stoke had the most Champions League winners after Chelsea or something. No.
Arsenal, I think, because Arsenal had bought Peter Cech and I think that's it.
Then it's not Arsenal, but okay. All right. Leeds versus Fulham, guys. Why is Leeds playing the match of the season every week?
Yeah, I think this is what Yash had pointed out the other day, that if they lose every game by a goal, but score like 3 goals or something, at the end of the season, they're going to be like relegated.
I pointed that out.
Oh, shit.
But
I use that logic to say they won't be relegated. If they just score one more goal, they'll have enough points.
So if you had paid enough attention, Baru, you'd have joined the dots.
This was game week 1.
Oh, sorry.
They lost by a goal.
Yeah. So Yash, why are they doing
Haven't
this?
You seen that motivational poster, you know, the 0.1 raised to the power of 99 and 1.0?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, but why are they doing this? Why did they make it so hard for themselves against Fulham? They were cruising at one point.
Yeah, so maybe all that jazz about his players getting tired at the end might be true.
No, what we meant was they get tired in February.
Yeah, so they're getting tired earlier now.
Match.
But, you
second,
know...
The last the second half, bola to.
So the thing is, you know, Bielsa is known for his analysis of the opposition and how they played. So after the match, he goes on to the statement and says, we were not able to cope with the number 9 of Fulham, which was Mitrovic.
Mitro.
Like, wow, Baru, kya analysis hai? Like, why? What is? Why is this such a cult around this guy?
Yeah.
See, I think he just skipped on his work for the week. So Bielsa just heard the last episode of Football Quaddle, where we hyped up Mitro.
In 2 years ago.
No, even in the last episode, right?
He's catching up on Twaddle. So, which is that's this analysis.
Wow.
It's like those YouTube recommendations, you know, randomly you'll get a video of some tennis video from 3 years ago.
Have Fulham bought a lot of players?
No, not really. They've been smart this year. The last time they were promoted, they bought 110 million worth players and they got relegated. Right.
Now they're playing basically the same side. Which
from the like, so this was like a championship clash.
Yeah.
Somehow we managed to allow them to score so many.
Yeah, 4-3. That was clearly only because of Mitrovic. I don't think Scott Parker did anything. I fear for Fulham, man. I think they're going to get relegated.
Fear for them. Weren't they your team like 2 seasons back, or was it
the Kumar's team?
Kumar's team.
My team is
Leeds this season. Then
who? Kumar.
Yours.
No.
As Lee. Who has replaced Bournemouth?
Now Wolves.
Wait,
that's such a cop-out.
Cop-out to what? Wolves have sold all their players.
They have to choose a team that got promoted, right?
Because Bournemouth...
I already have Wolves since 3 seasons.
Now, okay, so then...
Back off, bro.
All right, then Fulham, man.
Why? You have Leeds right there for the ticket.
All right, fine. So let's see. It's either Fulham or West Brom. I just don't want Leeds.
So I think, Yash, who's your
West Brom
team?
West Brom.
Man, why doesn't anyone like Leeds? Let's just get Kumar back on the show so that somebody can...
Oh, yeah. I don't think the three of us like really Leeds that much. I don't think Yash and I really get the hype about this Bielsa chap also.
Mm.
Like, theek hai, he makes everyone run in synchronized fashion type. So, whatever.
And score more goals than the opposition.
Not always. That's also not always.
Well, I mean, he's 50%. Okay, man. He's got good theories, but implementing them on the pitch is where...
Dude, asking 6 people to run only left. Okay, fine. Then what? I don't think I don't know, man. The one match I really absolutely loved was when his Athletic Bilbao beat Manchester United in Europe. Oh, that was so good. But other than that, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. But chalo, to each his own. All right, let's take a break right now. And after the break, let's talk about Gareth Bale.
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned to Football Portal. Welcome back to Football Portal. Baru, Yash, all of them here. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, still here.
All right, Tanuj. Gareth Bale is back in Premier League. Are you not as excited?
25% chance of playing, apparently.
No.
Because he's injured, right?
Looking for FPL, you're saying?
Yeah. So I was just checking my draft team because that's doing better than my main team. So I was just putting a request over there. But then I realized because I'm doing better in draft, that means I won't get first choice. But I'm planning 4 weeks in advance. So.
Wow. Yeah, he'll play 4 weeks from now. He is slated to play.
I don't get it. His knee is injured, but he's continuously playing golf. Isn't golf like a more knee-intensive sport because of all the twisting and
probably everything? That's why it's injured.
Is someone going to tell him that?
I think he's been told that. But this is the negotiation. Yes. Daniel Levy wanted Gareth Bale. And basically, Real Madrid told pay 75% of his salary and take it one-to-one. Levy said 25%.
Wow.
And they agreed at 36%.
Wow.
So at 36%, he still earns more than Harry Kane. But
what are you saying?
Dude, Harry Kane is at £200,000 a week. Gareth Bale is at like £600,000 a week.
But I don't think they'll complain, man. Gareth Bale is like the man who put them on the map, really. So.
But uska income kaha accrue hoega? Spain mein ya England?
Faroe
Island.
Faroe Island. Yeah. So, but yeah, man, how excited. Like Gareth Bale, come on, guys. He's such a big star in spite of not playing for the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's a great addition to the Premier League. I mean, he really doesn't threaten too much, but he'll be fun to watch.
Too much.
Really? You don't think actually Tottenham are going to threaten for the top four right now?
Oh, that they definitely are, but it's not because of Bale. It's because of, you know, the Mourinho second season and because they have sort of strengthened the squad also.
They have Doherty and they added Reguilon.
Højbjerg also is there.
Højbjerg, Reguilon, Doherty and Gareth Bale.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a reasonably strengthened squad and the Mourinho typical second season. So, I mean, they could easily get third.
Wow. You're saying that they'll still not be able to beat Manchester City?
No. I still think Liverpool, Man City will finish top two.
Did you see how bad City were in the second half yesterday?
That's irrespective, man. I mean, Wolves is a decent team. They don't need to play. I mean, they don't play Wolves every game week. No, and so the bottom 10 teams, City will just blitz. They don't even have to play their first team and they can reserve all their good players for the better teams.
Hey, Yash, you want to check out something right now?
What?
Baru, who has been transferred out of Wolves?
Diogo Jota.
And?
Or kon je?
Oh, this is fresh news or what?
Abhe, Matt Doherty, the first one.
Abhe, Doherty to pehle hi nikal gaya tha.
So I asked who has been
gone. I thought you
were talking. And who is coming into Wolves?
Robin Singh.
Why would Robin Singh go to Wolves, dude?
It would be a good trivia question.
They have a huge Punjabi fan.
So no, some Goan will go, no? Some Goan, who's a good Goan Indian player?
I don't know. Who is a good Goan Indian player?
Steven Dias, Climax Lawrence type someone.
Climax Lawrence?
Bit too late.
All right. So here are some random thoughts. Yes, to you.
Okay, but who's coming in?
Who's coming into? What was the answer?
Nelson Semedo.
Oh.
Okay.
The Barca guy. All right. Random thoughts here. Yes, to you. Will James Rodriguez be considered the signing of the summer at the end of the season?
No, I'm sure some other signings will do better than
him. I mean, name one or two who could.
Thiago Alcantara. He'll be the signing of the summer.
All right. Baru, talking about Thiago, what did you make of the first 45 minutes or the last 45 minutes? The only 45 minutes Thiago played. Why did he make so many passes?
I don't know. I thought he just wanted to, like, you know, be in frame a lot or something.
Or was he just trying to show off to the Liverpool chaps? Oh, did you see, also notice this, during the game when, who is this Chelsea guy who got a red card? Christensen got red card.
Yeah.
I think Liverpool guys were happy. There's a video which has resurfaced on YouTube in which Jurgen Klopp is shouting at his bench that you should never be happy when someone gets a red card.
Yeah, but not randomly, right? Because he got the red card and, you know, there was like a round of clapping.
Yeah, and he got angry and he said, you should never
say. So randomly, they're just sitting over there chilling and Jurgen Klopp suddenly turns around.
But why does this PR keep working? What is this PR of Jurgen Klopp? He's like lecturing his bench not to be happy at the opponent's red.
And not even like TV cameras, right? You have those candid camera from the back or something.
I'm sure this is one of Chelsea's youths taking this video to put Lampard into bad light. All right. Yes, for you, is Batshuayi a Crystal Palace striker they need, or is he the one they deserve?
I think he's the one they deserve.
It's just say about Batshuayi, man.
He's the guy who can score a goal then make the ball hit his face. But what did you make of Zaha's like Twitter post? Did you see that? What was he, stronger we are together or something? Something on those lines after winning against Manchester United.
And again, it's PR, no club. The usual spiel about whatever.
Oh, yeah. And our dear friend Anustup replied, don't bother about all this big man. Just continue scoring goals. And for FPL, you'll get me points or something. He actually replied to Mitzi Bajwai. All right.
Yeah, Zaha, did you see how Sky Sports had to like apologize?
Yeah, man. That's so funny.
Why? I don't know this story. What is it?
Like on the show, Evra was like, you know, because of Zaha's alleged
affair. He said he had an affair, that's why he could not play for United.
With Moises' daughter?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say Moises' daughter, but when he said he had an affair, it was understood.
But wasn't it proven wrong or something of that sort?
Yeah, so that's what Sky Sports then later on, they said, oh, by the way, you know, whatever, we take it back or kuch toh bola. They just apologized for the entire thing.
No, Evra must have learned that rumor of the internet and just blabbered anything without checking.
Everyone's listening to Football Total nowadays, man.
imagine Evra on the laptop telling you, I'm doing research for tomorrow. And on Google, he types Wilfred Zaha affairs. Oh, man. Is that why Evra has come out against United? He's like, what is this nonsense? They're not even letting players like... All right. Baru, did you watch the Manchester City game against Wolves?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Nope.
Do you suddenly start get this feeling, and this for both of you, that Pep Guardiola is becoming like a stale story? People are not as enamored by him now, and they're like, "Haan, theek hai, whatever."
I certainly get that feeling. I mean, he has a great bunch of players who can win games on their own, and I think it's less to do with his tactics.
Oh, dude, that is you abusing him downplaying him as his role. I'm talking about generally in media or in people are not very enthused about him now. They're like, ho gaya, like whatever, this whole Pep way of...
Yeah, I mean, there are always newer stories, right? Like again, Leeds getting Bielsa, and there's always a shiny new thing that they can enjoy. And this is Klopp's period. He's the champion. So Klopp is the new... paragon of success for them.
I beg to differ, and I'll take this to Baru. The shiny new thing is Mikel Arteta, isn't it, Baru?
Yeah, of course. Third place is the new fourth.
What? Third place is the new fourth.
Yeah.
And Pep,
are you supposed to say such quotable statements?
Yeah, but it should make sense, no? All right, what's happening in your Arsenal den, man? Final thing.
What?
Arsenal, are they like fourth in the table now?
No, that's what I said. Third place is the new fourth. So, we are in third right now.
Oh, Crystal Palace is fourth.
Are they? I don't know.
Yeah, 2-2 they are.
Ha, so anyway, I mean, the last match was pretty boring, man. I didn't expect them to like pull through with those 3 points. But...
Are you going to use the words like character?
Character, great...
champions like mentality,
digging their feet in, grinding out those 3 points. But yeah, they did all of that.
All right.
And good for us, I guess.
Cool. All right. Final thing. Matches to look forward to this weekend. Yes. What's your pick?
Manchester City play Leicester. That will be an interesting game. Given how well Leicester played last season.
Oh, last season. All right. And Baru, your pick?
It's Liverpool versus Arsenal, man.
What? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Because it's
Monday night fixture.
Oh, it's again Monday night fixture. Liverpool Arsenal. Okay, fine. What will be your score prediction for that?
For Liverpool Arsenal, I think it's going to be like a 2-1 to Liverpool. 2-0 to 1 to Liverpool.
I mean, you just spoke so good about Arteta and then you give the game to Liverpool.
Yeah, we have won 2-2 against them, so I guess law of averages is going to catch up with us.
Yeah, abhi ye kaun sa average hai ki third game hi pakad liya. All right, yes, what's your prediction for that score?
Or which one? Which game?
Liverpool
Arsenal.
I'm going to go with a 1-1 draw.
Oh, God, so boring. Wow. At least is the prediction for your game more interesting, the game to watch?
Ha, that will be high scoring. 3-2 to Chelsea, to City.
3-2 City. Oh, against Leicester. Which City?
Yeah. Man City gets 3 and Leicester gets 2.
All right, guys.
What are your predictions?
For which game?
Both games.
No, Tottenham, Newcastle.
I don't know. See, I think City Leicester is going to be 4-1 to Manchester City.
Right.
And oh, Liverpool.
It'll be a 1-1 draw.
Uh-huh. United? United play Brighton.
I have a feeling Brighton's going to beat United 2-1. Oh, God, man. This is Man United stand is the new AFTV. I love watching Mark Goldbridge. He is amazing. He's...
Wow. I've never seen like a single episode.
It doesn't matter. I from AFTV, at least I respect Robbie. Here, I don't even give a about Goldberg. So yeah, I genuinely like Robbie as a like as a presenter or what he tries to do. So,
yeah, Robbie's sending out birthday messages nowadays. He sent one like
to Mia Khalifa.
No, to a friend of mine.
What?
Is he a Patreon or something?
Yeah, one of those things.
What, really? So if we get on Patreon, we should like depute Arus to just keep randomly sending birthday messages. Happy birthday, Savitri. Wish you well. Alrighty, guys. I need to record the FPL episode soon. Nice talking to you. All of you, this episode will be out, I think, tomorrow evening. So we'll just send out the links on all the channels. So please listen in and, yeah, reply to us, subscribe, and give us a good rating on iTunes. I heard that helps a lot. And this
time
Dude, that is why sometimes our rating go up. Someone's listening to my pleas and doing it. Alrighty. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Alright, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.